Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 59 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli military says it's investigating whether its military operation in Gaza killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. He's considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. ABC National Security and Defense Analyst Mick Mulroy says
he was not only the leader after Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran of Hamas writ large, he was also the main operational planner. So he planned October 7th, and they really looked to him for all their tactical guidance on how to continue the fight in Gaza. So this is a huge blow. He was also considered the least likely to agree to a ceasefire.
A Homeland Security Commission warns that another Butler can and will happen again without Secret Service reforms. Released the findings of the bipartisan investigation into the July assassination attempt on former President Trump. Today, Trump attends a dinner in New York City while Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin. This is ABC News. It's almost time for an execution in Texas, an execution that dozens of lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle, doctors, judges, even author John Grisham, oppose. Robert Roberson was convicted in the death of his two-year-old of murder by shaken baby syndrome, a diagnosis now widely disputed, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Since his arrest over 20 years ago, Robert Roberson has insisted that his two-year-old daughter fell out of bed the night before she died and that he didn't shake her. Dozens of doctors, scientists, and Texas lawmakers of both parties have taken up Roberson's call for a reexamination of the case, but to no avail. He's set to die by lethal injection tonight.
Stopping the execution would take an act by the governor or another legal body. Number of Americans looking for unemployment help dropped sharply last week. First-time claims fell by 19,000 compared to the week before. Experts say claims have been up recently because of two big hurricanes and the Boeing strike. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 59 degrees in Richland Center at 1205. Our forecast calls for sunshine and rather breezy with a high of 65, south winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and crisp with low of 39 and south winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 70 and south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 24, it's 59 degrees with north-northeast winds at 9 miles per hour.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Garrett Tesman.
When you get to know your patients for a number of years, you know what their priorities are, what they want to get from the treatment plan. One of my other big passions is integrative medicine. The idea that instead of just treating a disease with a medication, it's taking a step back, seeing about changing lifestyle, be that diet or exercise, and really being able to bring patients off of medications when someone doesn't need it anymore.
For more information about Dr. Tesman, visit ramchealth.com.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select new Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Fire danger is high across Wisconsin today. The DNR is enforcing burn bans in many areas due to dry conditions caused by a lack of precipitation the past month and the drying of vegetation this fall. Most of Wisconsin is experiencing drought or abnormally dry conditions. Richland County and the surrounding area is currently considered to be in a moderate drought condition. The fire danger is also high. The combination of low relative humidity, gusty south winds, and dry fuels will result in elevated fire weather conditions this afternoon across southwest into central Wisconsin. Afternoon relative humidity values will fall into the lower to mid 20% with south winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting from 25 to 30 miles per hour. Under these conditions, fire will start and spread easily. Due to fire weather conditions, burning is not allowed today. All DNR-issued burning permits are suspended. Burning in barrels, debris piles, and grass or wooded areas with your DNR annual burning permit is prohibited. Campfires, though strongly discouraged, are allowed if used solely for cooking or warming purposes, but please use extreme caution. Consider having small campfires in a designated fire ring or device in the evening hours to avoid burning under elevated fire conditions typically found during the day. There have been already 8 wildfires this week across the state. You can visit the DNR's website to see the most recent dashboard. Farmers who were impacted by Hurricane Helene are getting help from Wisconsin farmers by delivering hay for their animals in North Carolina and Tennessee. A Merrill farmer, Hans Breitenmoser, sent 54 large bales of hay to North Carolina. He says it was important for him to give back to those who need it most. This initiative was started by Freemark Innovations, a window supplier in Merrill. So far, 10 trucks from across the country have delivered hay to states impacted by the hurricanes. They said that they've gathered 14,000 large round bales, 450 large square bales, and 4,000 small bales of hay through donations. They are currently looking for more drivers to take more hay down to impacted states. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing the USDA to assist Western Wisconsin farmers affected by the sudden closure of a Minnesota-based poultry producer, leaving farmers on the hook to feed tens of thousands of chickens. Baldwin said in her letter that the USDA should provide financial assistance to affected farmers and promote legislation to avoid this situation in the future. Minnesota and Iowa state governments were able to help farmers, but no such law existed for this situation in Wisconsin. Wisconsin high schools are getting new AEDs. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association says the new initiative is aimed at enhancing the safety and well-being of student athletes, coaches, and spectators across the state. 24 schools throughout Wisconsin are getting the AEDs, with 14 distributed randomly and 10 given out using Department of Public Instruction data. Sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death among young athletes. AEDs, when used promptly, can significantly increase the chances of survival. Leavitt is set to resign as UWO Chancellor. Andrew Leavitt became the 11th Chancellor for UW-Oshkosh when he took over in 2014, and he will continue as a faculty member and professor of chemistry. Leavitt says he always believed a 10-year term would be sufficient, and serving longer deprives UW-Oshkosh of the fresh vision it deserves. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he is grateful for Leavitt's service to UW-Oshkosh, its campus community, and the entire state. Leavitt is now the third chancellor in the UW system to announce their departure this year. Leavitt's resignation goes into effect June 30th of next year. State Senator Joan Bollweg has been honored by the Wisconsin Counties Association with a WCA Outstanding Legislator Award for her work on behalf of county government during the 2023-24 legislative session. The WCA Outstanding Legislator Award is handed out biennially to a select group of legislators who have represented county interest in both the legislature and in their districts. These legislators have demonstrated leadership for counties on key issues, legislation, and the state budget. WCA represents the interest of county government both on the state and federal levels and is in Madison. For more information, visit wicounties.org. The Wisconsin Association for Home Health Care has announced that State Senator Howard Markline has been recognized as a champion of home health care for the 2023-24 state legislative session. This designation is meant to publicly identify legislators for their exceptional work to promote the expanded utilization of skilled home health care as an effective, affordable option for post-acute medical care. As the Senate co-chair of the Joint Committee on Finance, Senator Markline led the approval of the fiscal year 2023-25 budget that included a continuation of the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, home and community-based services, 5% increase from April 1, 2024 through June 30, 2025. This rate increase has helped home health agencies attract and retain a qualified workforce and ensure access to care. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin today for a trio of campaign appearances. The Democratic presidential candidate will be in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay in her sixth trip to Wisconsin since she became the party's nominee this summer. Her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, was in Wisconsin earlier this week. After a number of visits, Republican nominee Donald Trump has no event scheduled for Wisconsin. He's making appearances in other battleground states this week. Wisconsin voters wishing to use ballot drop boxes will have far fewer opportunities than in the past. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says available data indicates that there are at least 78 drop boxes in use in at least 48 communities across Wisconsin. Local clerks are not required to notify WEC if they plan to use the boxes. In 2020, there were approximately 500 drop boxes in use for the presidential election, and for the many years prior to the 2020 election, there were many additional drop boxes in use as well. In 2022, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's conservative majority struck down their use. The court's liberal majority reversed that decision earlier this year. Madison and Milwaukee have 14 drop boxes apiece. Racine has 7. All three cities are Democratic strongholds. Most municipalities that report having drop boxes have just one, usually located near City Hall. Absentee voting in Wisconsin begins next Tuesday. All three election workers in a Wisconsin town of about 800 people resigned last week over a long-standing dispute just ahead of the start of in-person absentee voting in the crucial swing state and a month before the November 5th election. An interim clerk was appointed last week to oversee elections in the central Wisconsin town of Westfield, where 538 people cast ballots in the 2020 presidential election. President Joe Biden won Wisconsin by just under 21,000 votes in 2020, but he lost in Westfield by 137 votes. Courtney Trimble, deputy clerk in Marquette County, where Westfield is located, will take the job temporarily, the Wisconsin State Journal reported Wednesday. Trimble said 6 volunteers stepped forward after she was appointed, and several others had previously volunteered after the resignations earlier in the week. The dispute that led to the resignations is part of a long-running local rift related to a former town board chair who lost a recall election last month, according to the State Journal. The city of Green Bay is not exactly leaping to extend the Packers' Lambeau Field lease, so the team is asking the Green Bay Professional Football Stadium District to step in. On Wednesday, the team released letters it sent both to Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich and to the Stadium District Board. The Packers' lease for Lambeau Field with Green Bay and the Stadium District ends in 2032. There are options to extend it 10 additional years, but the Packers recently tried extending it by 30 years until about 2063. The team says Genrich has not met with its officials since January and that Genrich requested that any further discussions be preceded by a meeting with Packers President CEO Mark Murphy. The Packers say the two met in May, but Genrich canceled a follow-up meeting in September and has not rescheduled. The reports of white powder has led to an arrest. Tuesday morning around 11:10, the Iowa County 911 Center received a call on County Highway Q in the township of Dodgeville in reference to a suspicious bag of white powder in a mailbox. An Iowa County deputy responded and investigated the substance. Around 12:15, the Iowa County 911 Center received a call on East North Street in the city of Dodgeville regarding a suspicious bag of white powder in a mailbox. A City of Dodgeville officer responded and investigated the substance. In both cases, law enforcement was able to remove the bag and test the substance. Both bags tested presumptive positive for the presence of fentanyl and cocaine. Due to the diligent work of members from the Dodgeville Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, and the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force, Tyler W. Marking, 29, of Dodgeville, was taken into custody at 6:10 Tuesday night. Marking was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains on a probation hold. Marking was also booked on charges of felony second-degree recklessly endangering safety, felony delivery of cocaine, felony delivery of fentanyl, felony possession of psilocybin, and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. The investigation shows that this was a targeted act and there is no known danger to the public. Citizens are, however, encouraged to always contact law enforcement when becoming aware of suspicious items or substances. It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 1223. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The title reads, Pheasants Are Prize When Season Opens Saturday. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to an article in the Muscadet Progressive dated October 15, 1964, now over 60 years ago, are you old enough to recall hunting opportunities around the Richland County area? The story reads as follows. The final opening of the various small game seasons in Wisconsin is noon this Saturday when pheasants, rabbits, and raccoons become legal game. Pheasant hunting, limited mainly to the public hunting grounds, and the stocked birds will get most of the attention. Birds are stocked in Avoca in Iowa County and north of Gotham for Richland County in the area by the Conservation Department and local conservation clubs. Rabbits are expected to be in short supply again this year. Some ridge farmers have been reporting seeing pheasants recently, an unusual condition, as mostly the birds are stocked and concentrated in the river bottoms. A check with the Conservation Department revealed that the hill birds have not been stocked by that organization. The opening of duck season last Saturday provided good shooting for many hunters, with mallards in good supply and several goose kills reported from their blinds. Go Wild agent WI.gov has pheasant season in 2024 statewide opening October 19th at 9 a.m. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering then President George W. Bush giving a campaign speech at Richland Center High School the year 2004, now 20 years ago.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters and the general public that the 2024 pheasant season opens at 9 o'clock Saturday morning and runs through Sunday, January 5th. The opening weekend has a daily bag limit of one rooster per day. Starting Monday, the daily bag limit increases to two roosters per day. This limit remains in place for the remainder of the season. The DNR plans to stock approximately 75,000 pheasants from the state game farm on over 80 properties statewide. Depending on production levels, pheasants are released once before the pheasant hunting season and up to twice a week for the first 2 to 3 weeks of the season. After that, birds are released about once a week until the 9-day gun deer season opens November 23rd. And stocking resumes once per week on only a handful of properties following the 9-day gun deer season. Hunters can use the DNR's Fields and Forest Lands interactive game bird hunting tool to locate properties stocked with pheasants. The tool also allows hunters to use aerial maps, topography, and measuring tools to identify areas of interest and make their trips more productive and enjoyable. For more information, including complete pheasant hunting regulations, shooting hours, and helpful tips, visit the DNR's pheasant hunting webpage. It's Cranberry Farmer Appreciation Week. Think about all the hardworking farmers who have shaped the state's agricultural landscape for generations. Cranberry farming in Wisconsin has deep roots, dating back to the indigenous tribes such as the Menominee, Ojibwa, and Ho-Chunk, who harvested the berries with their bare hands. As time went on, farming technology and harvesting methods began to rapidly change. Now producing 60% of the nation's cranberry supply, for 29 consecutive years, the state has held the title for top cranberry producer in the U.S., making the fruit a key player in the state's economy. This spotlight shines on these dedicated farmers this week as their commitment to sustainable practices ensures that cranberry farming remains a cornerstone of Wisconsin's heritage for generations to come. And this growing season, cranberry farmers had to deal with many different weather variations. As harvest is now underway, farmers across the state say they have been pleased with the plant's product this season. Cross Currents Heritage Center is an educational and cultural organization committed to preserving and interpreting the natural, indigenous, and European settler history of Southwest Wisconsin. It is located on the Tippasaukee Farm Rural Historic District. We'll be offering tours, classroom visits, teacher training and other programs, workshops, and events, often in partnership with others. Cross Currents Heritage Center will host Old Seeds, New Growth, Stories About Trees, Seeds, and Growing Strong Saturday from 3:30 to 5. Ben Moffitt is an organizer of the event.
My wife, who was born and raised in Hawaii, is going to do a storytelling show that she's done there many times. And she tells some traditional Hawaiian stories. She also does some Hawaiian chant. And she surprises you with her amazing story skirt, which she sewed herself. And I won't give everything away, but there are all sorts of pockets and things that come out of it. And the reason we're doing it is because in these woodlots and on the farm, we're trying to protect and preserve the native species. And so her story is about native Hawaiian trees and plants. And she will tell some stories, native Hawaiian stories that are about trees.
The program will be held in the old house, which means seating is limited to 25. If you are interested in attending, it is best to RSVP.
Send an email to crosscurrentsheritage@gmail.com. crosscurrentsheritage@gmail.com. There's more information at crosscurrents.org and at our Facebook page, Cross Currents Heritage Center.
The farm is located at 14640 State Highway 60 near Port Andrew. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, is known as GRACE, will hold its annual meeting tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All teams are encouraged to attend to receive plaques and plates. Research checks will also be handed out. All are also encouraged to attend to hear a special fundraising announcement. A free will lasagna meal will also be available from 5 to 6. It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 12:32. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine is survived by her husband, Kenneth, 5 children, Debbie and Marlon Hornby, Marcia and Kevin Cook, Kelly and Bill Doudna, Kevin Pine and Christy Walter, and Ricky Pine and Julie Muller. 15 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandchild, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Ann Pine, 88, of Lone Rock. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at the Lone Rock Community Center. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Survivors of Russell Melvin include 4 children, Gabe Schutz of Avoca, Luke and Michaela Melvin of Lone Rock, Jonas Melvin of Lone Rock, and Chelsea Melvin of Mount Horeb. 6 grandchildren, his father, Donald and Barb Melvin of Lafarge, a brother, Kurt Melvin of Alaska, and other relatives and friends. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca. Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died last Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Jackie McCulloch is survived by her husband of 52 years, Arnold, two daughters, Brenda and Jim Danes, and Sarah and B.J. Halverson, two sons, John and Kathleen McCulloch, and Jeff and Kathy McCulloch, 17 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, three sisters, Donna and David Waugh, Connie and Robert Langan, and Tracy Magyar, three sisters-in-law, Donna Elliott, Joyce and Mike Stimson, and Jane Jones, also many nieces and nephews, Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jan Shelby is survived by her husband of 55 years, Robert, two children, Kimberly and Martin Johnson of Richland Center, and Eric and Jill Shelby of Arena, five grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, a brother, Larry and Julie Peterson of Viola, a sister, Colleen of California, and many other relatives and friends. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bob Rosencrans is survived by his wife, Connie, two children, Megan of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Brock and Casey Metcalf of Laval. His sister, Corliss Rosencrans of New Jersey, Robert Charles, Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. The mass will be live-streamed on St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Sunday from 3 to 6. Friends may also call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11 with a rosary at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Survivors of Toad Kelly include his wife Bonnie, three children, Courtney and Greg Dahlke of Reedsburg, Andy Lewis of Amherst, and Clint and Katie Kelly of Belleville, six grandchildren, a brother, Jerry and Brenda Kelly of Michigan, a sister, Stacy and Kenny Adams of Portage, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where the rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess is survived by four children, Tony and Carol, Andy and Becky, Steve and Linda, and Sarah and Keith Bowl. Nine grandchildren, siblings, Bernie and Wendy Rigo, Rosemary Primo, Jeannie and Mel Cope, Art Hess, Jack and Mary Hess, Susie Anderson, and Arlen, Buzzy, and Mary Hess. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 26th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with a burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, October 26th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin is survived by her daughter, Candy Jo Sanchez, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Ruth Martin, Rosie and Richard Strait, and Josephine Kalinsky. Special nieces, Helen Chavez, Corinna Kosherik, and Cindy Zastro. Special nephew, Conrad Kosherik. Special friends, Keith Rako and Angel Faye Rako, and other relatives and friends. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Megan and Tyler Anderson, Robert and Heidi Clary, Brian and Christy McCarthy, Travis and Katie Morris, Mr. and Mrs. Kevin Drone, and Jim and Jermaine Hine. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, this very dry weather pattern we've been in basically over the last 6 weeks continues. A massive high-pressure system is parked from the southern plains clear up through the eastern Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, just pumping in tremendous amounts of dry air through that whole territory, giving us the clear skies. We're also on the backside of the high, so the south winds are increasing, and those gusty south winds will stick with us for a couple of days. But also pull in warmer weather. Temperatures will be on the steady upswing. Could be as much as 20 degrees above normal for the upcoming weekend. Some great conditions to get out and enjoy the fall color, or for the farmers to do some harvesting, or anybody that just wants to get out for some recreation. There will be a weak front skirting northwest Wisconsin Friday night, Saturday morning with a few sprinkles. That should miss us. The next system of note should arrive Monday night or Tuesday. Again, just a small chance of a couple of showers. Behind that, it should turn much cooler by the middle of next week. So the rest of today should be clear and sunny, rather breezy, with highs in the mid-60s, south wind up around 20 miles per hour, clear and cool tonight, low 39, and tomorrow sunny, breezy, and warmer, high about 70, south wind between 10 and 20. Friday night clear and chilly, low close to 40 degrees. Saturday should be another beautiful day with mostly sunny sky, somewhat breezy, high about 72. Sunday pleasant and mild with more sunshine, low in the mid-40s, high in the mid-70s. On Monday, partly cloudy, remaining unusually warm, low at 47 with highs in the mid-70s. Tuesday, variably cloudy with a small chance of a light shower, low in the upper 40s, high about 70. And Wednesday, partly sunny, cooler, more seasonal, lows in the mid-40s, high near 59 degrees. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a sunny 59 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 60, our low this morning was 24. Our high so far today, 60 degrees. The record high for this date, set in 1947, is 89. The record low, 16, was set in 1952. Last year's high was 65 with a low of 34. Sunset tonight will be at 6:16 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:19. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds at 9 miles per hour. The barometer down slightly to 30.18 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 59 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Quality over quantity is the target for rice researchers in Arkansas. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Broken rice kernels can reduce the value of a crop by 40%, so producing more unbroken kernels is the goal suggested by new research at the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture. Co-author, Dr. Lanier Nally.
4 billion people around the world rely on rice as their staple crop, and 80% of undernourished people in the world rely on rice as their staple crop. So what we do in Arkansas and what researchers and rice breeders do at the University of Arkansas in the Division of Agriculture affects a lot of people.
Nally says the research looked at breeding rice to have fewer broken kernels.
What Dr. Duran and I did is kind of a fictitious scenario, and we said, what if we took the rice quality that the University of Arkansas's best variety had and put it in every single variety we grew in the state of Arkansas? What would that look like and what would the impacts of that be?
Dr. Nally shared details from the research in the Arkansas Food, Farms, and Forests podcast. I'll have him back tomorrow to discuss the value to rice growers to have fewer broken kernels versus having a larger crop yield. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs. Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Some concern about soil moisture levels for next year's crop. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. First-hand supplies from northwestern Wisconsin have been donated and delivered to hurricane victims. Kurt Wolk is a truck driver who also helps on his family's Elmina farm. He tells Brownfield he hoped to get enough hay to fill his flatbed semi, but the donations kept coming to the Barron County Fairgrounds in Rice Lake from as far away as Superior and Mondovi.
There was two flatbeds and three van trailers full of mainly hay, and one van trailer had mostly all personal supplies and some fencing items.
Wolk says the drop-off site for the five trucks was Chilhowee, Virginia, which is close to the Tennessee and North Carolina borders, and Damascus, Virginia.
Damascus, Virginia, from what I was told from the locals down there, was about wiped off the map with the flash flood. Total houses washed down the rivers and streams. Some of the people we delivered the hay to, they had videos and pictures of their hay bales floating down the river.
Wolk says many people donated money to help cover the fuel cost for the convoy, but there will be enough extra to donate to this or other ag-related relief.
The checks are still coming in the mail here. We put it out on Monday, October 7th, and I think right now we're up over $10,000 or $11,000, and there's some money still coming in.
The convoy of trucks left last weekend and unloaded late Tuesday night. They are expected to return to Wisconsin today. State climatologist for Iowa says he's concerned about soil moisture for the next growing season. Dr. Justin Glisson tells Brownfield some areas of the region have not had measurable rainfall for over a month.
We need to get some moisture in the ground before we get into wintertime and freeze up. These drier soils will freeze faster and they'll freeze deeper if we don't get moisture in it. And that's always of concern as we move into the next growing season.
He says the 8 to 14 day outlooks currently show elevated chances of precipitation across some parts of the Corn Belt. Variable continues to be the frequently used word describing corn and soybean yields in the upper Midwest. Jeff Moon works with Corteva AgriScience.
It seems like those folks with heavier soils and maybe soils that weren't quite as well drained, you know, are really finding some difficulties on that heavy ground where normally they would expect to see some higher yields.
He tells Brownfield the flip side is better than expected yields on lighter ground.
But even there, they're struggling a little bit with some of their yields.
Moon says harvest is advancing quickly in the region because of unseasonably warm and dry weather. USDA is reporting a pair of export sales for corn, Mexico with 200,000 tons and unknown destination 100,000 tons. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade is picking up and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is picking up some steam. A light trade is developing in the north at $296 stress. That's about steady with the previous week's business. Asking prices are at $189 to $190 live in the south and $298 plus stressed in the north. Bids in other parts of cattle country are at $187 live in the south. Look for business to pick up over the balance of the week. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for decent offerings. Choice up 69 cents at $319.82. Select is $1.78 higher at $294.15. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the best test on yearling steers, 800 to 849 pounds, are mostly steady. Steers 900 to 949 pounds and 1,000 to 1,039 pounds were $2 to $6 higher, while steers 950 to 999 pounds were $2 to $4 lower. The best test on yearling heifers, 800 to 849 pounds, were $2 to $4 lower. Calves were not well compared. The USDA says the market was active for yearlings and moderate for calves. Quality was plain to average overall. Medium and large one feeder steers, 903 to 946 pounds, brought 241.75 to 254.25. Feeder steers, 958 to 997 pounds, brought 238.50 to 242.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 802 to 846 pounds, brought 235 to 241.50. Cash hogs are lower at midday with just a handful of negotiated business. The cash hog market continues its second week of lackluster performance. Processors aren't getting aggressive in their procurement efforts and haven't been moving a lot of hogs. Demand remains critical to the market as supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. While global demand has continued to show strength, domestic demand has been inconsistent. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Director down 241 with a weighted average of 75.71. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 75.71. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60, and pork values are sharply higher at midday, up 223 at 97.08. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are all trading some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. After the early losses, soybeans are back to mixed. Watching U.S. harvest activity, expecting more good near-term progress. There's also a little bit of pressure from forecasts for more rain in Argentina and Brazil. But looking technically a little bit oversold with a higher move in soybean meal. November beans are up 3.5 at 983 and a half. January is 1.25 higher at 995 and a quarter. Corn's on the mostly firm side of things now, too, watching U.S. harvest activity and the planting conditions in South America. Mexico and unknown bought U.S. corn this morning, putting the two-day total at nearly 1.7 million tons for delivery this marketing year. December's up 1.75 at 406 and a half. March is 3/4 higher at 421 and a quarter. And after its early mostly lower activity, wheat is up, monitoring U.S. and world winter crop planning with rain in the forecast for dry parts of the U.S. Plains and the Black Sea region. December Chicago's up 5.75 at 590 3/4. December Kansas City's up 5.25 at 594. December Minneapolis wheat 6.75 higher at 627.5. Live and feeder cattle are mixed, watching direct trade develop. So far, trade's light at steady with the week ago prices for both live and dressed. December live's down 15 at 186.45. February's up 25 at 187.22. November feeders are holding at 245.50. January's down 20 at 245.15. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads with pork higher at midday, but cash steady to lower. December's 22 higher at 77.92. February's up 37 at 81.47. And crude oil is now below 70 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Cranberries, more than just a holiday fruit. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Cranberries are one of the few fruits that are native to North America. The five states that are known for growing cranberries are Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, Washington, and Wisconsin. Lisa Potter with Wisconsin's Cutler Cranberry Company says the fruit is great for holiday meals, but it can be used year-round.
One that people don't usually think about is cranberry meatballs. We use ground venison, can of sauerkraut, a can of chili sauce, and a can of whole cranberry sauce, as well as a small amount of brown sugar. So you make some little meatballs and you put them in a pan, and then you mix all those other ingredients and pour them over.